USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump taking heat from some of his critics about pardons he's granting. Conservative author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, one of those being pardoned after he pled guilty to violations of campaign finance law in 2014. D'Souza says this morning,
"Here's the important thing, and that is that justice is not simply a matter of, hey, did you break the law? It's also a matter of, was the penalty proportioned to the crime? And did other people who do the same thing get the same penalty?"
He spoke on Fox and Friends a short time ago. The president's also considering a pardon for Martha Stewart and commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. A top North Korean official is scheduled to deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump at the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Good news in a jobs report for May just released by the federal government. The figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning show the economy added 223,000 jobs last month, and that's well above the 188,000 economists were forecasting. Unemployment, which was predicted to hold at 3.9%, actually went down further to 3.8%.
There is no Republican Party. There's a Trump Party.
Strong words about the GOP from a former Republican congressman. Ex-House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio saying the Republican Party he always knew seems to be gone now.
The Republican Party is kind of taking a nap somewhere.
Boehner also telling the audience at that business conference outside Detroit last evening regarding the confrontational style of President Trump, the country will live through it. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The reward for information that leads to the capture of a man suspected of killing a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee is now at $46,000. Stephen Wiggins is accused of fatally shooting Sergeant Daniel Baker the day before yesterday. Baker killed while responding to a report of a suspicious vehicle just west of Nashville. A woman who was arrested hours later in connection with the killing was in the vehicle with Wiggins when the shooting took place, and she too has been charged with first-degree murder, the charge Wiggins is expected to face once he's captured. Comedian Samantha Bee apologizing for calling Ivanka Trump a vulgar name.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless. He listens to you.
An outcry was sparked on both sides of the political aisle. Bee tweeting an apology directly to Ivanka Trump yesterday, admitting she had crossed a line. Earlier, the White House was pushing Time Warner and TBS to take immediate disciplinary action against Bee. And the movie Black Panther winning an award for its trailer. The blockbuster comic book film won the top prize last night at the 19th Annual Golden Trailer Awards in L.A. The preview clip for Black Panther winning multiple awards, including Best in Show, Best Action TV Spot, and Best Action Music Spot as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.